Hello, and welcome to the Cyclical CEO podcast that we have for this community of women who are truly ready to just step into your freaking power and own your magic. So this is something new I'm trying. This is one of the first times we're going to do it. Hopefully you guys can all just hang with me as we get through this process. But I thought it would be kind of fun to have a weekly little drop-in with some thoughts I have for this group, for this collective, for the women who are ready to take it to the next level. You have said yes to joining this program, to joining this collective, and I want to support you to the fullest. And I love audio drops. I love getting little nuggets of inspiration. And so this is going to be your weekly dose of inspiration. So information, inspiration, however you want to look at it, okay? And so every week I'm going to give you kind of a cosmic update, give you some tips and tools to work with, and also just share whatever thought is coming through for me that is outside of our weekly call. So for right now, we're going to have one a week, but there might be more. So we're going to stay tuned and we're going to see how this works out. So we are kicking off on the week of April 13th, and I want to give you just a little bit of insight on how to work with your body. The whole purpose of this collective, the Cyclical CEO, is to learn how to step into the natural rhythm and flow with our bodies. And one of the things I like to tell people is that there is nothing wrong with hustle. There is nothing wrong with chasing your dreams and putting in the work and putting in the intention. But we always want to do that in an aligned way, and we want to work smarter versus harder. And I think that hustle got a bad word or a bad rap because there are so many of us that have been hustling or chasing our dreams from this space of maybe we're trying to prove our worth in the way that we're showing up in our business. We've exhausted ourselves because we're working against our intuition. We're doing what everybody else tells us to do instead of listening to that wisdom inside of us. And so I want to teach you how to come into your cyclicality so that we can step up into a frequency of clarity. And when we're in that clarity, we can create and do from a space of intention. And one of the ways that I have found to be the biggest help in doing this is I ask myself some questions at the beginning of every single week. And so that is what we are going to be doing throughout this group, throughout this collective, is we're going to get really good at asking ourselves these questions every single week. And when we ask ourselves these questions every week, we're going to take the information and then we're going to go and do something with it. Now, one of the things I want you to remember is you get into this and you start to get into this rhythm of asking yourselves these questions. I want you to remember, like, this is a journey. This isn't something that's going to magically resolve itself overnight, because you are going to need several weeks, several months of data to see how does your body truly ebb and flow with the moon. Now, I'm not saying that to discourage you by any means, but we are starting to be private investigators. And the whole point of the Cyclical CEO is really to teach you how to be a private investigator, how to learn to listen to your body, and how to continue to evolve in what you're doing, in your frequencies, in your vibration, and in your business by learning how to listen to your body. So let's dive into those three questions I'm going to ask myself, and then we're going to look at the answers to those three questions for the week of April 13th. Okay. So the first question I'm always asking myself is, where is Mama Moon this week? Because remember, our bodies ebb and flow with the moon. So we need to know what phase the moon is in, because that is affecting our physical body, our energetic body, and maybe some of the energetics of how we are feeling this week. And so Mama Moon right now is in April 14th. She is going to be in that third quarter moon phase. So we had our peak with the full moon a couple of weeks ago. Now we're going to head into the new moon toward the end of the week. So we are in third quarter moon energy. We are halfway between the full moon and the new moon. And I'll tell you what to do with that in just a second. So question number one, where is the moon at? Question number two, I'm going to ask myself, where am I at in my menstrual cycle? Where am I personally at? What day am I on in my menstrual cycle? So this is going to give us a lot of data, a lot of feedback. And so For me, I know that right now I am in that phase where I have released the egg and I am getting ready to bleed. So I'm actually very aligned right now with the moon. I will be having a new moon bleed in just a few days. Okay. So the biggest question I get often, and I just want to kind of remind you of this, it's in a lot of the period school coursework, but just in case you need that little reminder, is that if you are not bleeding, for whatever reason, there's lots of reasons that women don't bleed. Maybe we've already gone through menopause and we no longer have a cycle, or we are breastfeeding, or we are pregnant, or we have some extreme things going on like PCOS or endometriosis, and we have a lack of a period. And that is okay. There's nothing wrong. What I want you to do is just remember this. You don't have to follow this question. You might not know the answer. Take the best guess you can. Or just leave this area blank if you don't know, or if you are not bleeding in this current moment. It's not going to affect it. You are still a cyclical being and your body is ebbing and flowing. Okay. I'm also going to ask myself, what season are we in right now? What is the season of the year? And right now I know we are in spring energy because we are in April. April is the first full month of spring. So that's the next question I'm going to ask myself, is what season we are in. And then finally, I'm going to ask, what is my body telling me this week? How am I feeling in my body this week? What am I noticing? What am I starting to see? And again, this is where we are collecting data. You might not know the answers to this right now, but I just want you to start to write it down. In this practice, it should not take very long. You can ask yourself at the beginning of the week. You might have to go in later in the week to just ask yourself these questions daily to start to get in the flow and the habit of this, because based on where the moon is, based on where your menstrual cycle is and what the season is, your body is going to be responding in a completely different way. Okay. And we're going to remember, as we're looking into cycle syncing or cyclical living, is that there is no wrong way. A lot of times we get this, you know, we kind of go into that very masculine driven rigidity when it comes to cycle syncing, like, oh, it has to be exactly like this. This is a process. You are ebbing and flowing. Everything is going to be a little bit different, but I can guarantee you, you are going to start to see patterns. You are going to start to see different things, but it might take a little bit of more data collection if you've never done this before, okay? But it's telling us a lot of information for you to be that private investigator, okay? Now, let's talk about the week of April 14th, okay? So right now we're in that springtime energy. We've stepped into what we call the fire horse year in the Chinese New Year, in the Chinese calendar system. And the fire horse year is really about women saying, okay, I am ready to just break free of these patterns that might be holding me back. And this is going to be completely different for every single one of us. I like to look at it as that three-pronged approach: my home, my business, my body, because I know that all three of these work together in an ecosystem. But this fire horse energy is more of this Aquarian energy coming through that is asking us to shift, to step into more of our truth and more of our strengths, to own that we are women and that we are powerful and that we have a different and feminine approach to men. We are saying that, hey, we're tired, we're sick and tired of the way things we have been operating. We're tired of holding on to these old stories. We're tired of holding on to these old beliefs. And we're ready to step more and more into our gifts. And so we were in winter, which was hibernation mode until about mid-March. Now we are in this full energy of spring. And spring is where it's like we've been kind of ruminating in these desires that we know something has to change. And now we get to create this change. Okay. And so spring energy is asking us to actually create forward movement. Okay. Because a lot of times what I see for many of us is that we It's almost like we can get stuck in analysis paralysis and we get stuck too much in our heads about our next moves and our actions. And there is very much this piece of slowing down to listen to what we need to do. But then if we know, like we know that we're supposed to be taking action forward, we must act upon that. And what I see that sometimes gets us stuck in these holding patterns is we get all in our head. I call it the analysis paralysis. And we get stuck in this analysis paralysis of trying to make things too perfect, and we must take imperfect action right now. That is spring energy. It's saying, come on, let's get off the couch. Let's go do the thing. We've had enough hibernation. You've had enough rest. And this is where I think I was sharing with a friend this morning, is that we kind of get a little what I would call gun shy, because we have lived in this hustle culture and we're getting information that's telling us, oh, you need to slow down, you need to rest, you need to, like, you can't burn yourself out. And for many of us that are coming into these spaces, we're high achievers, we're high performers, we are the first daughters, we are the ones that are like, hey, I'm the millennial that came out of my mother's womb, like, you know, not knowing any difference but to overachieve. And so we have lived this experience where we have burned ourselves out. And so now it's learning, like spring is this like learning of how do we integrate? How do we take what we've learned? How do we take these beautiful, traits that we have of having this, you know, this discipline, this devotion, this go-getter attitude, right? Multi-passionate. We want to change the world, and we marry it with this softer approach. And this is where this intentional hustle comes into play. And so this is very much spring energy. It's like we are sitting in it instead of just continuing to sit. It's time to actually take that action. And every single day, as we walk through this group, we're going to learn how to, you know, eliminate some of the beliefs that might be keeping us stuck in this pattern and actually start to trust what our bodies are saying to take action forward. What I want you to remember today is that the action forward is very much about, like, spring is action forward, okay? Now, we're in this third quarter moon energy, and like I said at the beginning, this third quarter moon energy is very much a wrap-up energy. And so one of the things that I have really noticed in my own home and with several friends that I have chatted with that are very aligned in their cyclicality is that we have felt the need to purge and to organize. That is very much that third quarter moon energy. If you're also getting ready to bleed, depending on where you're at in your cycle, this is the time of the cycle that I know that it is best for me to do those like house cleaning projects. So this is when I might go through the kids' clothes. I might go through the toys. This weekend, I cleaned above my cabinets. I mean, who does that shit? But it was like, I was feeling that desire to do that because I'm prepping. Like I did food prep. I've done a lot of things in my business, like wrapping up loose ends. I've had the desire to do these tasks that I've been kind of holding off on, or I just haven't had that full desire to do. So that's what I want you to start to notice this week. And even if you are in a different phase of your cycle, you are probably still feeling this energy from where we're at with the spring energy, from where we're at with the moon energy, okay? So as we start to listen to our cyclicality, if you are feeling this like urge to purge, to get stuff done, I don't want you to just sit and not do it. I want you to take some inspired action this week, okay? So that this week is very much for taking inspired action. That's why we're kickstarting the collective this week, is we're going to, you know, take some of these final actions, and then we're going to sit with the new moon and we are going to map out our desires, and we're going to start to dive into, I'm ready to take forward movement. What are the belief blocks that are getting in the way? What are the old patterns and the old stories that I can't quite see? What are some shifts in my day that I can change so that I can show up and do the work that I'm here to do, so I can feel well and alive in my body, so I can experience joy, right? So that's what we're going to be doing. So those three questions again are, where are the moon at? You know it's third quarter now. You know it's spring. You know that we've got this very much, we are being supported right now to take forward action. So my question to you as we wrap this up and we get ready for the rest of the week is just, you know, dive into where your cycle is. Start to note how you're feeling every day. start to take that inspired action and know that you are fully supported right now. And it is time to really, truly step into our aligned hustle era, where we're learning how to take this drive that we all have, and we're going to marry it with a softness so that we can expand with ease in whatever we do. Because it's time to step into next level wealth, next level abundance, which isn't always about your bank account or the money that's coming in, but it's about you experiencing joy and you creating the life that you are here to create. So that is my message for you this week, and let's go out and have some fun with it. And I'll see you on our first call in just a few days.